This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Austin's third annual Return and Discover Festival kicks off tomorrow. The event brings together local musicians, restaurants, and businesses to celebrate the history and heritage of the neighborhood near 12th and Chacon Streets. The City of Austin and the East 12th Streets Merchants Association will also debut a short film at the festival. It's called Reflections on a Legacy, East 12th Street. It's part of a broader effort to record the history of this rapidly changing part of East Austin. This story was produced by KUT's Saida Hassan.
Back in the day, 12th Street was our main business area. And Austin was small enough where basically all the families knew each other.
Well, I saw 12th Street as persons were independent. They were not dependent on the man.
Hey everybody, my name is Fumi Ogunro, aka Fum Fum Co., a filmmaker here in Austin, Texas. So, Reflections on the Legacy, East 12th Street, is a documentary that captures the oral history of the rich Black culture of East 12th Street. I'm from Austin, and I spent a lot of time in East Austin, so I've seen the many changes and the gentrification and a lot of the Black people being pushed out, and the culture is leaving as well. But the great thing about this documentary is that we focus on the richness of Black culture. The oral history really goes into detail about how vibrant the communities were. So this documentary was almost a form of healing because I was learning so much about the richness of Black East Austin. Interviewed three Native Black East Austinites, Volma Overton, Diane Lang, and Margaret Wright. And they are very involved in the community and have been in East Austin their entire lives. They just had remarkable stories of how life was back in the day and growing up on East 12th Street and the grocery stores they used to go to, like Yates Grocery Store. They talk a lot about the Harlem Theater, which was the Black theater here in East Austin. And they talk a lot about the famous chili burgers they would get for 25 cents. And so these three Native East Austinites that we interviewed really gave us a great picture of how vibrant the businesses were on East 12th Street and throughout East Austin, and how they didn't need anybody. They didn't need the white man. They were able to build a vibrant and rich, economically prosperous community amongst themselves. As the cinematographer and editor for the project, I learned a lot about the history of East 12th Street. The day of the interviews, I was astonished by the amount of information I didn't know about East Austin. I feel like there are a lot of newcomers here that see East Austin. They see all these hipster bars and all this, like, hipster culture. But really behind all that was a really vibrant, rich Black culture that was the core of East Austin. And it was beautiful listening to the stories. I felt happy because a lot of times, you know, if I'm driving around East Austin, you know, you see everything changing. I start to feel a little bit sad. But when I was doing this documentary, I felt happy and I was amazed by the history, and I was happy that we were documenting it so that we can share it with others. Thank you. Thank you.